I'm reading here tonight in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. If you'd stand one more time and look at it with me. The Apostle Paul talking, would to God that you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband. Everybody say one husband. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom you have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. And my text tonight is the real Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost. You say, are there more than one? There's only one real. But there's a lot of counterfeits. And I want to talk to you about what we believe. You may be seated. Because the Bible said, in the last days, perilous times would come. The disciples came to Jesus once and asked the question, what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And he answered back. The first thing he said was, take heed that no man deceive you. Then he said in the 24th verse of that same chapter, if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect, God's chosen. Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always. Everybody say, pray always. Why? That you might be counted worthy to escape all those things which come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And to stand not before your pastor, not before the evangelist, but one day every one of us will stand before the Son of Man. Now this implies that somebody came along preaching a better Jesus. That's impossible. There's no such thing as a better Jesus. It seemed that somebody had come along preaching a better Holy Ghost. You know what I'm talking about. But that's impossible. There's no better Holy Ghost than the Bible Holy Ghost. And then he talked about they might bring a better gospel. The Apostle Paul said, if an angel from heaven comes preaching unto you any other gospel than that which we preached, let him be accursed. Not just turn your ears, but let the curse of God fall on him. Now, we got a lot of shortcut preachers. They're looking for crowds, money, and fame. They preach it so easy until there's no challenge left. There's something about human beings that loves a challenge. Real men loves a challenge. They don't like it to be so easy. They want a challenge. Real warriors loves a battle. They love to fight. They, in Bible days, they went out looking for a fight. Because these was real men with real backbones. And that's what we need today. But the gospel these fellows preach don't challenge the real man. It puts him to sleep. You'll never mount anything sitting under the juniper tree, picking the flowery beds of ease. The call today is for men, real, genuine, old-fashioned men that love a battle. Hallelujah. And we're in a war. I mentioned this morning the fellow that the preacher that called me, Brother Rogers, he said, "Tell you hello, Sister Kathy from Wisconsin." He was entering into a battle, spiritual warfare. And I have counseled so many fellows that one fellow in California, all he did was fight devils. He even brought pans out for them to vomit in whenever the devils came out. And they spent their entire time holding people down, casting devils out of them, you know. And he got in trouble, and he called me, and he said, "I don't understand," he said, "what's going on here?" And I said, "Look, you've been doing this for 6 months, to my knowledge." I said, it took you 6 months to do what Jesus did in 2 minutes. I said, he met the fellow with 2,000 devils, and he didn't spend no 2 or 3 days. He just said, "Come out." And they said, "Where are we going?" I said, "We'd like to go in these pigs." He said, "Go on." And it was over, you know. So I said to the preacher yesterday, I said, "When you pray hell out, don't forget to pray heaven in. When you get the devil out of your life and all that you and off of your back, get full of the Holy Ghost." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't expect somebody else to pray it down on you. Pray it down on yourself. Praise God. You don't need any help. You got the Holy Spirit. You can get refilled anytime you want to. Praise the Lord. Now, real. That word real, Webster says, means not imaginary, not artificial. T.W. Barnes' version is sound, solid. It's what it appears to be. Bless God. And that's what the Lord wants us to be. Amen. If we're Christians, that's what He wants. And don't be afraid to appear. The world is looking for the genuine, the real. I want us to be real around here. And we will attract people because there's something about it. I preached not long ago. Where did David get his wilderness men? He got the down and outers. The fellows that had given up, the Bible said they were in debt, going under. But there's something about David was a real champion, and he could transmit into those men and wake up something inside of them and make great warriors out of them. Aren't you glad the Holy Ghost knows how to wake something up in you and make you get up and fight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're talking about the real Holy Ghost. And it's time to take a good look. Are there two? Nope, there's only one. And yes, one real and one counterfeit, or many counterfeits. And this voice talks about, a verse talks about another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. But let's, you know these scriptures by heart that Brother Trammell's going to read, but just let it sink in. There's something about, something you know, sometime it'll bless you. Amazing grace. You know it by heart. You've heard it 10,000 times, but I never have sung it yet that I didn't get blessed. And so here we are here with a scripture in Ephesians 4 and 5. Tell us about it, Brother Trammell.
Four and five. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Everybody say it. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And that's all.
That's all. Amen.
And we want to talk about the real Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
Because a lot of people today is getting something that's really not real.
Right.
And it's time to wake up. Let's read again in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13.
For by one Spirit were you all baptized into one body.
Everybody say it, by one Spirit.
I
was baptized into one body. Now that's the truth.
Yes.
And nothing but the truth.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's nothing to add to. There's nothing to take from. Verily, verily, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, he said, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And by one Spirit, by one Spirit, we are all baptized into the church.
Yes, amen.
There's no other way to get into it. You can't get into the church with a counterfeit Holy Ghost. You got to have the real to get into the real. We know this one by heart. Hebrews 13 and 8.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
The Holy Ghost is the same. Yesterday, today,
and forever.
It does not change. Amen. It has not changed since Pentecost. It did not change in the dark ages. It did not change in the 1900s. It has not changed in 1990.
Right.
It's still the old-fashioned
yes.
Jesus' name, baptism of the Holy Ghost
Amen.
And power.
Amen.
Jesus Christ of the Holy Ghost is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
The way they got it at Pentecost, you got to get it that way now. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go just a little bit further. The real Holy Ghost always speaks the Word. The real Holy Ghost is the Spirit of holiness. That's one of the evidence. The Spirit of holiness. You know, a lot of these folks run around talking tongues, smoking cigars, and drinking beer, they ain't got it. All I know is they got a counterfeit, and they got a good dose of that. Because the Holy Ghost I'm talking about, the real Holy Ghost, is holy. And it'll make you holy. And it won't be long doing it. I watched them clean up in one night. Lay it all down. Everything. There's not a thing in the world the Holy Ghost can't do for you. Nicotine is Ned in the first reader. Alcoholic, dope, any of that junk, anytime anybody gets on their knees and prays through to the real baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, it's gone. It's dead. I'm glad I can preach something to get the job done. I know it will. I'm looking at the crowd out here. You know. Read me Luke 24:49.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
Jesus talking to his disciples. There was 500 gathered there. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
You stay there in the city of Jerusalem, on your knees praying,
yes,
until you be endued with power from on high. Now, that's a long ways from some of these folks. I'll tell you what, I got the Holy Ghost after a lot of prayer meetings. And I'm not saying you got to pray a year, but I'll tell you one thing, you're going to have to mark it down in your little book. Whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, it's going to have to be a prayer of deep, sincere repentance. Amen. You can't be saved without it. This believe only and jump in repentance is not worth the salt that goes in the bread. You've got to repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. If we had more revivals before we just repented. And I don't know about you, but I repent often. Amen. You need to get right. Amen. If you're going to walk in the presence of God, get right. Then this one here, I've done got to it beforehand, but Acts 2:38.
Then Peter said unto them, repent.
Now, they asked the question, what must we do to be saved?
Uh-huh.
And here stands a man with the keys to the kingdom.
Yes.
And he ain't talking to the other 11.
Right.
They already got it. So he's not talking to them. He is talking to a mass crowd. Probably 10,000 people out there. Because, you know, even 3,000, that's out of that crowd getting Holy Ghost, pretty of a good bunch. They had gathered there from everywhere. And they asked, what must we do to be saved? And if it went like some preachers, they'd say, well, the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues was only for us 12. Therefore, the rest of you, all you have to do is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved. Or else, he could have spoken tongues a little and said, all of y'all say what I'm saying. But I'll tell you one thing, there wasn't nobody in there to talk in tongues when the 120 got it. You know, there wasn't nobody around them praying, talking in tongues. They had never heard nobody speak in tongues in their life. And man, when it hit all of them at one time. And they all began to speak with tongues at one time. So you really, when you repent and do what Jesus said do, you reach a place where you're going to have your Pentecost whether there's anybody around or not.
Hallelujah.
Your Pentecost will come after true repentance.
Yes.
I had my Pentecost. It didn't stop here. And you had yours. Wasn't the same time I had mine. But you had your Pentecost. But I guarantee you didn't have it till after you repented. All right, read on. Repent, he said to this bunch.
And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
Read on.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's the real one.
Yes.
Because if you repent like you're supposed to repent, and you get baptized like you're supposed to be baptized, you get the real Holy Ghost. The real thing here. Because this man had the keys to the kingdom. Jesus gave them to him and said, I'll back up what you say. Get up there. Because Jesus was not afraid, because he knew when Peter came out of there, the upper room, speaking in tongues, he was in the spirit of prophecy, and Jesus knew he would be speaking through it. So this was Jesus actually speaking through Peter, saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. You've got to get rid of your sins. How are you going to get rid of them? By repentance. No other way. You repent. Or perish. Read on.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
That's beautiful. Turn to our candlestick chapter 2 here. And let's read it. We're talking about the real Holy Ghost. Do you want to know that you got the real thing? Don't you realize we're so close to the coming of the Lord, it's dangerous to fool around and not be sure? Amen. There's ways to know and to be sure. And that's what we want to do tonight. All right, read. Acts 2.
For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
No, chapter 1, 2, verse 1. I'm sorry.
Chapter 2, verse 1.
Yeah.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
They were all in one accord in one place.
Now, I like that. And they were all in one place.
One accord.
And one accord.
Yes.
Now, you can't get in a word you get like that.
Right.
As long as the church is all messed up,
right.
Every fellow's got a doctrine, every fellow's got a vision, every fellow's got a dream, every fellow's got an idea,
right.
You'll never get in a word. But these fellows had been taught by the Lord Jesus Christ and told what to do,
right,
before He ascended. And they were all in one place, and they were all in one accord. When it happened. I want it to happen around here, and I'm calling the church into one place here. Into one accord. Believing for another Pentecost. Because it's been thousands since the day of Pentecost. Amen. It's a continual thing from one generation to the next. Pentecost after Pentecost. Poured out all over the world. And how do we get our Pentecost? Well, we've been praying here for weeks and weeks and weeks for our Pentecost.
Yes.
Amen. And when we get repented right, and we begin to believe right, and we get in one mind and one accord, Pentecost is coming! Praise the Lord. Read on.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
It just filled one corner of the house.
All the house.
Where the 12 apostles.
All the house.
Just filled the corner of the house.
All the house.
All the house. There's one thing about God. He has plenty of everything.
Yes.
He's not stingy. When He made water, He made plenty of it. When He put stars out there, He didn't just put the star dipper. Honey, you look at stars, and you can't count them all. They're out there. When He made trees, He made a lot of them. When He made hummingbirds, He made a lot of them. And on and on and on, He made human beings, He made a lot of them. There's just something about God. He makes something, plans something, He does it in a big way. You ever notice He does things in a big way? He's got a big world, and He's got a big, real, genuine Holy Ghost to pour out on it. Plenty of it. I feel sorry for these poor folks. He ran out of the Holy Ghost just about the time He filled the 12th one. Just ran plumb out. Have nothing left. Such a wonderful thing. Such a great thing. And He ran out. No, He didn't. But a lot of folks has bypassed the real, genuine, old-fashioned Bible, Holy Ghost, and got them a counterfeit.
Yes.
That won't do nothing for them. When the rapture comes, they'll stick to the ground like a million pounds of lead. They ain't going nowhere. Because they don't have the real thing. You got to have the real thing. We found out a long time ago, the hen still laid eggs after the old rooster was dead. But the things wouldn't hatch. They rotted under the old hen when she'd try to settle. It just wouldn't work. Amen. I want you to know one thing, my friend. You'll never hatch unless you've been with Jesus. Amen. You've got to have His Spirit, His anointing. And then you've got the real thing that'll bring life into you and make you a new creature. These fellas, that get it now with this here counterfeit way, they don't believe in that scripture, old things will pass away and behold, all things have become new. That one's out of pocket, out of place or something, because they still hitch the same old hitching post, go to the same old dead church. Amen. Nothing's changed. Dip the same old brand of snuff, smoke the same brand of cigarette, drink the same brand of beer, and the language hadn't changed. Whatever they got didn't do nothing for them. Amen. But the real Holy Ghost will do it. Honey, old things will pass away. Old things, everybody say it, old things has passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I got a new feeling. I got a new spirit. I got a new love. Everything new. Praise God. Well, read on a little bit.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them.
Once again. And there appeared unto them Johnny Carson and Ed Smith.
Oh, cloven tongues.
And they laid hands on them and shook them up. And they jabbered a little and said they had it. Now read that again, let's see.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire.
There appeared unto them, the ones that was getting it.
Right.
Something happened there. There appeared unto them.
And it set up on each of them.
And it sat. Each one had his own personal experience. Amen. Peter didn't set on him. The Holy Ghost sat on him. And then what happened?
And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them.
A few of them did it say. A few of them.
And they were all filled
with
the Holy Ghost.
That's what I wanted, that all.
All.
They all.
Yes. And they all began
filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all
began to speak with tongues.
And began to speak.
Right.
With other tongues.
Yes.
All of them. Every last one.
As the Spirit gave them.
As the Spirit.
Spirit.
And all Johnny Smith.
Spirit. The Spirit gave them up.
Johnny Carson.
As the Spirit gave them up.
The Spirit. Okay. Yeah. Is that in the Bible?
That's it.
That's it then. That's the real thing. That's the real thing. The Spirit. The Spirit. The Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes.
The Spirit sat upon each of them. Didn't jump over any of them. It just sat upon each of them. Each one of them knew what is happening. The real Holy Ghost. The genuine, the old-fashioned Bible Holy Ghost, what we're talking about tonight.
The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
And then what happened?
And they continued steadfastly.
Oh, they continued.
In the apostles' doctrine.
In the apostles' doctrine.
And in fellowship.
You know, doctrine. You don't preach doctrine no more.
They continue.
This is a new day. This is a new hour. You preach love.
All right.
Preach love. I said, silly. Love's a doctrine. Repentance is a doctrine. Baptism is a doctrine. The Holy Ghost speaking in tongues is a doctrine. Where do you get this junk? You don't preach doctrine anymore. What they mean, we don't preach any doctrine but what we have chosen to preach. And the rest of it, we leave it alone. But my Bible talks about preaching the Word, all of it. All of it, every bit of it. Praise the Lord. All right, and they continued steadfast. Did it say steadfast?
Steadfast.
In
steadfastly.
The charismatic doctrine.
In the apostles' doctrine.
In the United Pentecostal Church doctrine.
In the apostles' doctrine.
Oh, okay. Then we better preach what the apostles preached. So they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Now the real Holy Ghost will cause you to do that. You'll continue on and on. You started out 40 years ago. How many's had the Holy Ghost 40 years? Put your hand up. Amen. You still believe Acts 2:38, Sister Lowell?
You really do. You've continued in the doctrine, haven't you? Amen. Sister Ramsey, you still believe the same doctrine? Amen. All right. That's why they're still here. They got the real thing, you know. And they've been through their ups and their downs, but the Lord walked with them. All right, that 46th verse, read that.
And they continued daily with one accord in the temple.
They continued daily. They didn't quit going to church just because they got the Holy Ghost. They got the Holy Ghost and they went to church. They continued.
Yes.
Right on.
Breaking bread in the house, from house to house.
They were witnesses. They didn't sit down. They went to work. Matthew 11:11. Now, we're coming to a close in a few minutes, but who am I anyway? You know, it's so easy the devil slip up and say you're a nobody. If he can get you to believe that, he's got you. But if he can get you to believe you're some super somebody out of this world, there's nobody in the world like you. You stand all alone by yourself, and God would just about bankrupt heaven if you quit. Yeah, he couldn't just get along without you at all. He'll either blow you up, or he'll bring you down to where you won't do nothing. But I want you to take a look here. How many knows that John the Baptist is a great prophet? Amen. I'll tell you why he was great. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. And I know a lot of churches wouldn't let him in the front door for that kind of clothes he wore. And he ate locusts and wild honey. And... But when he preached repentance, he shook the teeth out of them old boys. And they run into the River Jordan and said, baptize us. There's something about the Word of God. If it's preached right, praise God, it'll grip the honest, sincere people. And so, John the Baptist was a great preacher. And he said, the axe is laid at the root of the tree. And he was the one sent to blaze the trail and to herald the coming of the Messiah. And one day he looked and he said, there he is! Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world! Follow him!
Yes.
Then Jesus said to John, would you baptize me? He said, no. He said, I need you to baptize me. But Jesus said, to fulfill the scriptures, come on, baptize me. And so John the Baptist, Jesus said, how great a prophet was to read that.
Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women...
Now that's all of them, that's right. Born to women.
There hath not one risen greater than John the Baptist.
Never has been a prophet risen greater than John the Baptist. Now that's really putting him on the top shelf.
Yes.
But read on.
Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Find the least saint that's full of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. Got the real thing. And that man or woman is greater than the great John the Baptist. Did you know when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the real thing. And that really puts you in a great place with God. And he said, even the least in the kingdom is greater than the great prophet John the Baptist that herald the message of my coming. Now, think about it. How many's got the Holy Ghost out there? What do you consider yourself? The least or what? Look where you're at, Jesus said. I didn't say this. He said you're greater than John the Baptist, the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. You're greater. We need to take a look at our whole card. What have I got? It's not you that's great. The thing that made you what you are is the real baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, you can believe Acts 1:8. Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power. Now, this is the real Holy Ghost we're talking about.
Yes.
And in the Old Testament, Jacob had prayer power with God. And Abraham had faith power with God. And Moses had covenant power with God. And David had love power with God, a man after his own heart. But tonight, we have Holy Ghost power, the power of all powers. Amen. The greatest power, the power that holds the universe together. We have Holy Ghost power, real Holy Ghost power tonight. And don't let anybody ever fool you. There is a real, genuine, old-fashioned Holy Ghost power to overcome the devil and to whip the devil out of your life and away from you. It's a real, genuine thing. The devil don't fear you, but he fears the Jesus in you. So I come to you, there is no other Jesus but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, that died on the old rugged cross. All these fellas claiming to be Jesus that didn't die on the old rugged cross. Go down into hell and take the keys from the devil, death, hell, and the grave. And walk out of the grave and walk out with his disciples for 40 days and nights. And then take them out to the Mount of Olives and give them the commission to go and to preach the gospel and tarry in the city of Jerusalem. And then, to prove it all, he went into heaven before their eyes. You find me one like that, would you? Would you bring me one around like that? There ain't none. He's the only one. And I have the Spirit of Him in me, and so do you. If you've got the real Holy Ghost, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. And we've got the real Holy Ghost. The real Holy Ghost is going to get us out of here. The angel said, this same Jesus that you say going up is coming back after you. Amen. He's coming back after you, but he said, go tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And I'm coming back one day, and I'm going to look for the real thing. And the real thing is going to cause you to go straight up with me in the glory thing. I feel sorry for the counterfeits. They've been lied to by the devil. Make believe. Amen. When I prayed through, what a glorious experience. Shouted and praised God. Talked in tongues. Burned a pair of white shoes and a white shirt. In the floor, in the dirt. And I got up the next morning. And the devil said, you really didn't get it. That bunch got around you and shook you. And hollered and carried on. And he said, you just got all bum-puzzled and mixed up. And that's it. Hit me, man, like a ton of brick. I said, my God. I said, okay, I know what I'll do. You know, don't ever let the devil do all the talking. Don't let him block your mind. Do a little thinking. I said, okay. Okay, Lord. I said, if that was you last night, do it again. And I went down the bushes all by myself. There wasn't nobody there to shake me. There wasn't nobody there to holler in my ear. And it happened again. All by myself. The real thing works when you're all alone by yourself.
Amen.
And I said, now, devil, I ain't never going through this no more. You lied like a dog. And don't you expect me to ever believe you again? You said I got mixed up and I was down there just now in the woods. Prayed through again. And I said, now what you going to say? I was all alone by myself. And I said, if you don't want to get laughed at, don't ever tell me I don't have the real thing. Because I'll just laugh at you, silly. Say, you're a fool. I know what I got. You see, you got to talk to the devil. Amen. And then settle it. You see, I'll let him know they don't need to come back. And he ain't never been back since. But he don't want to get laughed at, mocked and made fun of, and tell him he's ignorant, wasting his time. And so he goes on. A lot of people, the reason, some people now, they'd have been doing that every morning for the next 10 years. The devil would come back and say, yeah, you didn't get it. You knelt down and you got your knee on that thorn, and that caused you to do it. And there we go. But you see, you got to settle some things with the devil and settle it once and for all. And he'll go on his way. He knows when you mean business. When Jesus said, get out of that man and go on them hogs, that settled it. When he speaks, he means business. And you've got him in your soul tonight. And don't forget what I said as we stand and play and sing something. Every once in a while we need to take a look. And I know we've got the real thing around here. You people love the Lord. You pray. You fast. You shout. You come to church. You pay your tithes. You just get into it. You just do what a Pentecostal is supposed to do. Amen. So I ain't. Now, you know, some of these folks, you know, they get it. They like the old fellow that he had a big old farm and he had hundreds of dead trees where he deadened them. And he'd go out and, you know, call his hogs, and he lost his voice. And so he worked out another plan. He'd take him a pine knot and he'd hit an old holler tree. Bang, bang. And the hogs caught on. And so they got to coming. But after a while, he noticed the more he fed them, the poorer they got. And he said, what in the world could be wrong? He said, I'm feeding them twice what I used to feed them. I said, they're getting skinnier by the day. So he said, I'm going to go down and hide and watch to see what's going on. So he got down there, and way over in the corner, an old woodpecker got out on a limb. And here they went, man, the whole drove to that far corner. And they got over there, and one cut loose on the other side. And so they run back over that way. And just all over the field, them old woodpeckers is everywhere. And they just running that crazy self to death. Trying to find where the food was at. You see, there's a lot of these folks. All they do is run everywhere, trying to find something. And they're getting skinnier. I see some of them finally fold up and quit. They just run everywhere. They're looking for all this big stuff, you know, big blowout, you know. Bang, bang, bang over there, you know, promising you great things, you know. You can get it, you know. They had a fellow over here a while back. Somebody here, you was telling me about it. Called them all down to get the Holy Ghost. He spoke in tongues a little and said, now say what I said. Man, he said, now you got it. What did they get? They got what the little boy shot at and missed. You don't get the Holy Ghost like that. You get the Holy Ghost by repenting and getting baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And lifting your hands toward heaven, honest and sincere. Yeah. Get the real thing. And then, like I heard Sister Bird say, she said, you know, my husband was a Baptist preacher. And said, I went off to a meeting and I got the Holy Ghost. And said, I got up the next morning to put all of my rouge and lipstick on. She said, I'd never been to a United Pentecostal church and never had heard it preached against. But the Holy Ghost said, no, you don't need that. And she got in her husband and said, what in the world wrong with you? And she going to church and said, I got the Holy Ghost. Something told me not to. The real Holy Ghost talks. If you'll listen, there is a promise by Jesus that it'll lead you and guide you into all truth. All truth. You see, there's a lot of things I shouldn't ever have to get on. If you just prayed up like you are to, at these prayer meetings, the Holy Ghost will talk to you. And just something about it, when He talks to you, you know, I don't know, it's just from now on. He told me things 50 years ago, and I never budged. I stayed with it. I ain't about to go back and check on it again like Balaam. Pray the second and the third prayer after He's told me, flat-footed, no. Can't I learn anything? That when God says no, He means no. When He says go, He means go. Why can't we learn that? He just means it. And the thing about it, you'll be blessed. When He says it. He don't take nothing away from you without giving to you. If He takes your last penny, He's planning to give you some dollars. Sing it. Let's worship the Lord. Aren't you glad you got the real thing?
Now if you want the Holy Ghost in a good old-fashioned way, you gotta die to your old doctrine and anything that gets in the way. Just yield your life to Jesus and let Him cleanse your sin. And then the fire will fall on you if you just let Him in.
It's real. It's real. I know it's real.
This Spirit's heart so blessing and I know
it's real. It's real. It's real. I know.
This is not bondage.
Amen.
This is life. This is liberty.
Yes.
This is freedom. This is God. This is the Holy Ghost.